Hello, listener. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate your support more than you could possibly know. If you're enjoying this podcast, I would appreciate it even more if you could take a minute to review it on iTunes, follow us on Instagram at Morning Mantra Pod, or like the Coach MK Facebook page. The more we interact, the better I can get to know you and the better my content will become. Thanks so much. Whenever I ask you about your first love or your biggest love, I'm secretly hoping that you'll say your own name. Hi, this is Coach MK, and this is the Morning Mantra. Hi, my name is MK Fleming. I'm a run coach based in Denver, Colorado. But this isn't a podcast about running exactly. Don't tell my clients, but we're never really talking about the running. When you know a craptastic event is coming, it helps to have a mantra to keep you centered and focused as you move through it. You don't have to be an athlete to be hashtag coached and loved by Coach MK, and if you are here, then you are hashtag winning at life. Today's mantra is, yes I do, yes I do. We're in day two of the Learn to Love Your Body Challenge, which frankly, it is a challenge. 40 years plus of conditioning will not fall away overnight, but we can still start the process by focusing on what we have to work with and focusing on what we can do. To continue the nice little rhythm we had going yesterday, I have legs that run, I have arms that swing, there are parts of me that work. Again, not to be overly ableist, but at this point in my career, most of the people that I train do have two arms and two legs. Even if you aren't moving in the way that you want to right now, even if you're injured, you still have something that functions. Let's find it. I think back to the year and a half that I spent in bed, first with an SI joint condition, then with incredible nausea, followed by a dislocated shoulder and a totally busted, bulging disc between C6 and C7. It was terrible. There were whole days I couldn't get out of bed, whole days I couldn't do anything, and I'm a pretty active person. This was maddening. I would have to say to myself, gotta preserve. Gotta preserve. I don't like being in bed, but you know what? When I'm in bed, I'm not getting worse. When I'm not out doing the work that I want to do, I'm not limiting my ability to do that work forever by doing more damage now. Better 3 days off now than 3 weeks off 3 days from now. Unfortunately, 3 days turned into much longer than that. But if I had tried to force anything back then, I might not be able to do what it is I'm doing right now. So wherever you are in your fitness journey, no matter how you feel about yourself for any reason, I have eyes that see, I have ears that hear, there are parts of me that work. I have legs that run, I have arms that swing, there are parts of me that work. Maybe you're not where you want to be yet. You can't really afford to think about that right now. Have a goal, but don't get so mad at the present that you can't capitalize on what the present is offering you. If you have legs that move, if you have arms that swing, if you don't have full function of everything, there's still something you can do. There's work that can be done. If you are willing to do that work and can focus on the work that you can do, the work that you want to do is that much more likely to come your way, as are all of the results. Between work and the results, you've got to focus on your ability to execute, your ability to do whatever work is available to you. Appreciating that, being proud of that, is how you're going to learn to love your body, but you got to tune into it. If you're consistently knocking yourself down, if you're devaluing your own work, if you're devaluing the tools that you bring to the table, how in the world will you ever appreciate your work product, that output? Focus on what you can do. Focus on what you have to work with. And through this process, over time, you will slowly come to love who you are and what you are every bit as much as I love you. And finally, tying it all back to the mantra. I have eyes that see, I have ears that hear, there are parts of me that work. I have arms that swing, I have legs that run. Yes, I do! Yes, I do! Find those parts of you that do work, those tools that you have to work with. Point them out, say them out loud, acknowledge them, and follow up with a great big, yes, I do! Kind of like yabba dabba do, only way funner. You are coached, you are loved, and you are winning at life. And you are definitely winning at life if you subscribe to my Nuzzle Nut newsletter, follow me on Facebook, or follow me on Instagram. Feel free to do all three. Thank you so much for your continued support of the Mantra Pod. Would you mind heading over to iTunes and giving me a rating? Not just in stars, but also with words. Those ratings matter. They help boost in the rankings and help new listeners find us. Also, if you could head over to Instagram and follow us at Morning Mantra Pod, or take a minute to like the Coach MK Facebook page, we can interact. I'll see what you like, and the more that I know about you and the more I know that what you like, the more relevant I can tailor the content to your interest and make it the whole experience better for you. So please review me on iTunes, follow me on Instagram, like the Facebook page, talk to me, and tell me what you want more of. Thanks.